Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, your man J-Rock, the mic in the building, and I have a very, very special guest joining me on the Z Celebrity Hotline. You may know him from getting his hustle on back in Paper Soldiers. You seen him fly high on Soul Plane. You seen him be seriously funny. Let me explain. Ride Along, The Wedding Ringer, Think Like a Man 1 and 2, and soon you'll see him star alongside Will Ferrell in the upcoming Get Hard. And not only that, he's about to embark on a world tour entitled What Now? Charleston, welcome to the Z, Mr. Kevin Hart.
Hey, man, that might have been one of the best introductions I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
I'm putting that in the top two best introductions I've ever been given in my life, man. Oh, what's going on with you?
Hey, I just got to say, man, it's an honor for you to be here. I followed your career all the way from the very beginning, going to Walmart, getting the, you know, the hood DVDs, and seeing you grow now. It's amazing.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Well, understand, me coming there is a big deal. You know, you guys have been loyal to me for some time now, which is why I've made sure that I made it a stop on recent tours that I've had. And, you know, I stepped away from comedy to kind of rebuild and reshape and reform to come back stronger and better. And that's where I'm at now. You know, I think this tour is my best work to date. And that's why I'm doing the numbers that I'm doing. You know, I wanted to go everywhere. I wanted to do something that was historic. And that's what you're seeing. So, you know, for me to come here and make you guys a part of that history is a big deal.
And I got to say, it's kind of funny, but I'm telling you, I'm literally looking at your IMDb profile, and your movie game is top notch.
Yeah.
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson is on the lookout right now for you, man. That's all I'm saying.
It's pretty disgusting.
Oh,
it's getting heavy, man.
Wow.
It's getting real heavy.
Oh, my goodness. For all that you do in the game, I mean, we all know you're a family man, an awesome dad, and congratulations on getting engaged last year.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I got to ask, from the outside looking in, because it looks like you're a machine, when, or better yet, do you ever sleep? I mean, when do you get your free time?
Oh, man, I can sleep when I die. Right now, it's about getting this work in. You know, I work hard to get to the successful point. And I think when you get here, it's not time to relax. I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make. You know, they get to where they want to be, and then they decide to take that time off. And you look up, and then you're comfortable with your position. You're content. That's not something that I'm working for. That's not a goal of mine. It's not to be content. It's to obtain as much as I can and to, you know, I guess you could say, put as much value to my brand as I can. So it's bigger than just me as an entertainer, as a comedian. It's about becoming a mogul, you know, setting myself up to where my family name lives on well beyond after I'm here. That's what it's about.
Because people tell me I work hard. And I'm like, look, if I'm working hard, Kevin Hart, you got to be like in a different stratosphere. Because I'm looking at you, I'm like, wow. And it's encouraging because, when you see success like that, it definitely encourages other people to want to work just as hard, grind even harder, so they could be successful like yourself.
That's why I keep my life, you know, that's why I put it on display. You know, I mean, on social media, that's why I'm so attached to it. Because like you said, it is motivating. You know, it does, you know, encourage other people to grind and to achieve goals they set out for themselves and to see somebody else doing what it is that they want to be doing. And not in a manner that was just showing off, but just in something where you're like, look, this is the effort that I'm putting into my craft. So the things that you see don't happen overnight, but just understand the time and energy that I put into these things for them to, you know, get to where they got.
What's it like, you know, working with Will Ferrell? Because you two, it's kind of like seeing LeBron James team up with Kobe, like, on the same team. I mean, you know, I've been a fan of his from Anchorman to Step Brothers. I mean, what was it like to, you know, on set? I know y'all been cracking a ton of jokes.
He's amazing.
Wow.
He's amazing. Will Ferrell's probably one of the funniest guys that I've ever worked with. I mean, you know, what he's accomplished in his career is amazing. He's been in the business for a long time, and he's had great success doing what he loves to do. So he's somebody that I looked up to. So getting a chance to work with him was definitely a big deal. And, you know, I can honestly say he's a genuine guy. That deserves everything we got. And I think pairing us together was a no-brainer because you're getting two people who have two great audiences that love, you know, their particular styles of comedy. And putting us together, you're bringing the best of both worlds, you know, to one stage. So I think people are going to be in for a treat. I can't wait.
Now, this might be like a tough question, like, you know, asking who's your favorite child or whatnot, but which movie did you have the most fun working on as of yet? Because I know you got a ton of movies, you know, down the line that's coming. But, like, right now, I mean, what was the funnest work environment that you've ever been a part of?
Well, I'm going to have to go Soul Plane. That was my first, like, big studio movie. You know, that's where I got to see the real trailer treatment and, you know, the craft services. That's the first time I was around actors and actresses of that level. And it was my first real big opportunity. So, you know, no matter what, regardless of the flack or, you know, negativity that the movie received, I'm thankful for it because it gave me the opportunity to put myself in a, you know, in a different light, in a different position. So, very happy about it.
I mean, unfortunately, you know, from online, it seems like a lot of your peers that you came up with are kind of like, I don't want to say, seems like they're throwing shade your way, but I mean, like, is that just something that comes with the territory? I mean, you know, you being where you are.
It doesn't come with my territory. You know what I mean? I'm a positive guy. I want nothing but the best for everybody that's in my class. You know, I think those who have been negative, you know, I mean, you're looking at people who are dealing with insecurities to themselves. You know, at the end of the day, I can't control what one man says or thinks, and I would never try to. I think on another note, you know, comedy is about making people laugh, man.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, we're here to make people happy. So when you bring that energy in such a positive mindset, I can't pay any mind. I don't pay any attention to it. My best way to piss my haters off is to keep giving them stuff to be mad at. Keep succeeding. That's the best way.
Yes, sir. Speaking of succeeding, I mean, you're about to embark on something that I've never seen. I don't believe it's ever been done before, but actually a world tour. You're actually touring the world. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, that's like, I've just never expected that in my lifetime. I'm like, really a comedian? I mean, I can understand, you know, a rock star, but you pretty much are, you know, a comic rock star, man. It's like you go someplace.
That's where the title, you know, comedian rock star came from. And that's why now, you know, I'm trying to do rock star ish things. And when you say a world tour, that's what it is. You know, that's what you associate with that. So, from touring the world to performing at a football stadium, doing everything that is not supposed to be done by a comedian are the boundaries that I'm trying to knock down. And thus far, it seems to be happening. So I'm just excited. I'm excited for my fans to come out. I'm excited to come to your city.
Yeah.
So don't be the person that missed out, guys. Go grab them now.
That's right. You're actually coming down to the North Charleston Coliseum April 22nd. So what can fans expect from this tour?
They expect the unexpected. You know, it's not just a comedy show. You're looking at a production. You know, this is something that I'm trying to walk away from and give people the mindset of saying, wow, that was epic. It's not what you expect. You're looking at a full-fledged production. So people, trust me, this is my best hour to date. Go out, get your tickets. You don't want to be the one that's disappointed, Charleston. Do what you're supposed to do. Come laugh. Have a good time with me.
That is awesome. And again, tickets are on sale today. And I'm sure they ain't going to be on sale very long because they're going to sell out so fast. You can get them on your website, right? WhatNowTour.com?
Yes, go to WhatNowTour.com. It'll be a ticket link to take you right there.
Well, again, man, we're not going to keep it because we know you got a lot of things you got going on.
Thank you.
But we are all excited to see you. I'm definitely excited to see you. You're an inspiration to me and many others. I will be there. Actually, I'm about to head over there right now to, you know, get my tickets right now ASAP. So keep up the great work. And again, Chuck Town, J-Rock the Mic, Mr. Kevin Hart, give it up for him.
Hey, I appreciate the love, Charleston. I'll see you guys soon, man. Thanks a lot, dude. This is a great interview. I appreciate you.
No problem.